through 37. If you got a Bible, Luke 4, 31 through 37. This week, who remembers,
this isn't for a cookie, but who remembers the book of the Bible we're in?
Yes, Eli?
Luke.
Nice, awesome, brother's name, great work. All right, so we did the others. Now this is for a cookie, raise your hand. Who remembers what section we're in? We did the others. Now what section are we in? Yeah, Eli. What are we looking at now?
From last time or now this time?
So we looked at some other people from Luke. We did that section called the others, and now we're going to look at Jesus and something that Jesus does. Maybe Matthias.
5,000.
Okay, we're getting more specific there. We're looking for more generally, yes, Matthias. The miracles. We're going to look at some miracles that Jesus does. Luke 4, 31 through 37. And then one more question for you. Who can tell me something that Luke talked about last week when he did the message? Who remembers the story? Who can tell me the story from last week? Eli, I'm going to give you a shot. Yeah.
I think God something. I forget where.
Yeah. Well, that's correct. Do you remember before? I'm prepared to give you the cookie, Eli. Do you remember whose mom Jesus healed?
Oh,
Eli, do you remember? Whose mom Jesus healed? Or mother-in-law? Was it mom? Mother-in-law?
Mother-in-law.
Eli. Oh, yes, Chuck. Oh, okay. And remember? Yes, Caleb.
It was
Peter's mom. Peter's mom. In-law, right? Mom-in-law? Well, anyways, very good. Thank you. That's all the cookies I have, courtesy of the medicine company. And this passage today, it's actually the passage right before our passage last week that Luke did. So pretty cool. But I wanted to go back to this passage because I think it shows us something cool about Jesus, something kind of very important about who Jesus is and Jesus's words especially. Jesus isn't one who just kind of goes around and doesn't have authority or doesn't have power in his words, but Jesus' words, the person of Jesus and his words actually carry power and authority, all right? And we're going to see that because one way, we're looking at miracles and we're going to look at, last week we kind of looked at, these weeks we're looking at ways that Jesus actually cleanses people's souls. And Jesus actually has the power to cleanse souls just by speaking. Doesn't have to do anything, but just by speaking. So let's read the passage, and maybe you'll see that a little bit, okay? But Jesus' words are powerful. So Luke 4, 31 through 37. I'm going to read it. And Jesus, went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the reports about him, Jesus, went out into every place in the surrounding region. Let me pray. God, would we just know how powerful your word is. Your word and what you speak is louder and greater and more powerful and more true than any other thing that we could hear or believe. So would you help us to turn to your word and believe it about who we are, about who you are. Would we know the power of your word in our lives? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Earlier this year, anyone ever had a tough week before? You know, maybe a tough week, tough month, maybe tough 6 or 7 weeks, maybe. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. That was just distracting. But we've had tough weeks before. I have tough weeks here and there, but earlier this year, I was having kind of a tough week. I was having like a tough couple weeks, tough month. And I was just kind of sad, just felt kind of purposeless, a little depressed and just kind of down, kind of hopeless. Okay, I just didn't really believe in myself, and I got caught all the time overthinking and just being anxious about things, and I didn't know what I was gonna do. And one week in that time, I actually had a meeting to go meet up with a friend of mine, okay, who I've been friends with for a little while, and I was kind of dreading it because I didn't want to like go. Sometimes when I'm just having a bad week, like I don't want to talk to anyone. You know, you guys ever like don't want to talk to anyone? I was kind of dreading it because I didn't want to go and like have to talk to him and be like, hey, you know, I'm kind of sad, and like then he's gonna try to like, you know, fix the sadness and stuff. I didn't want that to happen, so kind of dreading it. But I showed up at coffee. I got a nice coffee, delicious drink, and I sit down. And over the course of an hour and a half, I just began to feel more and more encouraged. Not just encouraged, but I began to feel more hopeful and more full of purpose and more alive. Not as sad, but actually like excited for whatever was going on in my life. And I left that conversation, and I left completely opposite than going into the conversation. I was excited and hopeful, and I was confident and courageous and walking into whatever life had for me. That's where I was leaving that conversation, because my friend reminded me about truths of myself and of God that I needed to hear, that actually brought me back to life. It didn't leave me in this hopelessness or believing things about myself that maybe weren't true, but actually I got to hear what God said and God, what is true. Because God's words, the words of God, are powerful and they're life-giving. And I think this is actually a glimpse. We kind of get a glimpse of this in this passage today, okay? The power of the words of Jesus. And where do we see this in this passage, okay? First off, Jesus is standing in the middle of a bunch of people teaching, okay? And what does it say? The people, Jesus was in Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them. And in verse 32, they were astonished at his teaching. Why? For his word, or because his word possessed authority. So Jesus is standing there, and the people are all so impressed and astonished, because Jesus wasn't just teaching as someone who was just kind of like saying things and babbling and yapper. Anyone know a yapper? Jesus wasn't just yapping, but he was out there, and his words were powerful and authoritative. What he said, people were captivated by. People took as true. So already we see Jesus, Luke presenting Jesus, as not just someone who's normal or someone just who talks, but actually someone who says things, and his words contain power and authority. His words are transformative, actually. They change, they go out, and they don't come back empty. And then Jesus doesn't just, he's not just talking, right? But actually, to demonstrate the power of his word, he actually demonstrates it. He puts his word into practice. Because a man comes up in the synagogue, and he has a demon. And Jesus, what does Jesus do? Jesus doesn't go up, and he doesn't like wrestle this guy. Jesus doesn't go up, and he doesn't try to like do some sort of magic or something. All Jesus does when this man with the demon comes up, Jesus, all he does is he says one sentence. Jesus says, be silent and come out of him. Be silent and come out of him. That's all Jesus does. And what happens after that? The demon actually comes out of the man. It says, and when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done the man no harm. And everyone was amazed. Jesus didn't wrestle this guy, didn't wrestle this demon. All Jesus did was demonstrate the power. He put his words, the power of his words, into practice. And it worked. And it was powerful. And it was authoritative. And then the demon comes out, and the text says this. It says that people were all amazed. People were astonished and amazed that not only was Jesus speaking, but Jesus' words, actually they could see the power of Jesus' words. And they say this. They say, what is this word? They're amazed and astonished, and they're like, what is this? I bet a lot of them were like, we've never seen anything like this before. We've seen people talk. We've seen people captivate us with their words, but we've never seen someone actually do something like this with their words. And I think that this shows us something important about Jesus, about who Jesus is. Not just back in this time where he was walking the earth, but even now as Jesus is in our midst, this is true of who Jesus is. Jesus doesn't just use empty words, okay, or words that seem powerful, but really carry no authority or power or weight. But Jesus actually proves that his word carries power by demonstrating it. Jesus' words carry power and authority to cast out demons. And if Jesus' words carry the power and authority to cast out demons, imagine all else that Jesus' word can do. Imagine all else that Jesus can do. Jesus has the power to actually bring new life into hopeless situations. Bring new life out of death. To bring new life to you, even today. Jesus' words have the power to do that. You know, I think I'm thinking of myself sitting in that coffee shop, right, with my friend. And I'm sitting there and I'm feeling beat down. I'm feeling insecure. I'm feeling lonely, sad. You know, I've just been like, just I've been having, you know, just a time where I just feel the weight of the world. And, you know, we all feel like this sometimes, right? You guys ever feel like the weight of the world is on your back? You know, some of us might feel purposeless because we don't feel like we're special or gifted. You ever look at someone else and you find yourself comparing yourself to them? And you're like, you know what? I'm not as special as that person. I'm not as unique or valuable as that person because look how good this person is at soccer. Or look how good this person is at speaking or doing their schoolwork. Look how easily they can do their schoolwork. Look how much they've accomplished in life. And we can find ourselves kind of comparing ourselves to them and being like, am I special at all? You know, some of us might feel purposeless because of that. Some of us might feel the weight of the shame that we carry because of mistakes that we've made. Some of us might feel just like we're worthless because of the things that we've done, the mistakes that we've made. You know, maybe you ever feel like that before? Maybe, you know, you start calling you have names that you believe about yourself, like those names like worthless or not cool or not talented, because you believe these things about you. Maybe you feel like you don't belong for any reason and you feel hopeless because you don't feel like you belong. And you say, am I ever going to find a place to belong, a people to have friends, a place to have people? Any of you feel like that, like an outsider? All of us carry these things, okay? All of us carry these things. And all of you, all of us who are carrying these things, Jesus' word is for you. Jesus' words are for you. I was kind of excited about the name tag activity this week because I think it kind of went along with this, but we'll get to the name tag activity one week where we write words. All of us have things that we believe about ourselves that actually aren't true, whether that's worthless or hopeless or an outsider, no place to belong, failure. All of us have things we believe about ourselves and even because of mistakes that we've made that are mistakes and we have to name them. But Jesus' word is for you. Jesus speaks meaning and purpose where you feel you may have none. Jesus speaks to you if you feel like you have no purpose. And he says, in me, you have purpose. Follow me. Drop it all and follow me, just like many disciples do that we read in Luke. To those of you who've made a mistake and you feel weighed down by those mistakes, who feel so guilty and so shameful, there's no place of coming back, and you just want to be forgiven, Jesus actually says to you, I forgive you. There's no other. Jesus says, I forgive you. And those words are more true than any other words that you could believe. And you know what? Jesus' words are company for those who feel hopeless. If you ever feel like an outsider, like you have no place to belong, Jesus actually says, I'm with you. I'm with you. You have a place to belong with me. And those words are more true than any other words, than any other person telling you or any other place telling you that you don't have a place to belong. Jesus says you belong with him. And you know what? The amazing thing is there are people who talk all the time and then don't follow through on those promises, who don't follow through on their word. But Jesus actually demonstrates the power of his words. Jesus speaks his words loudest when he's actually on the cross. When Jesus is our Savior and our friend who's up on a cross, he doesn't offer simple cliches like things are going to get better or empty promises. But Jesus actually follows through on his promises. He goes to the cross. He takes on the burdens of our sin, of our hopelessness, of our failures, our shame, our loneliness, the places that feel dead inside of us. Jesus takes all of that on, and he fills us with new life. Jesus doesn't just stand idly by and say things are going to get better, but Jesus actually goes to the cross and demonstrates it and says, this is how I'm going to back my words up, by following through and even going to taste death for you and with you. So think about this. We're gonna sing a song here in a second about God, and a lot of it is talking about God's words and the power that God's words have. God spoke and created the earth. The song talks about that a little bit. Like, how many of us can just say Lamborghini, and there's a Lamborghini there? None of us can do that. God spoke and the earth was created. That's one simple way, one simply amazing, crazy way that God demonstrates the power of his words. And there's so many other ways. So we're going to sing a song here in a second. And I just want you to sing along if you want. But also just think about the power of God's words. And think about this. Jesus' words, like we saw in our passage today, Jesus' words have the power to cast out demons. And even more, Jesus' words have the power to cast out death. And he demonstrates this on the cross and to bring new life into our lives today. We don't have to wait for this new life, but actually the words that Jesus speaks to us right now today have the power to bring us new life. So as we're singing, as you're going home tonight, I want you to imagine this. Imagine all that Jesus' words have the power to do. And then try to listen to him. Try to listen to Jesus' words because they're powerful. So let me pray and then we're going to sing a song. All right? God, thank you. Would you help us to believe your word? Your words more than any other words that we hear. Names that we might believe about ourselves. Things that we hear that just aren't true about you or us or the world. Things that actually bring us deeper into shame and loneliness and death. And would you speak to us and bring us new life? Help us to believe this. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.